Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with me. I'm in the studio today, and I thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in, that's calling in, and being a part of our live broadcast today. This is PSM with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for all of you, praise the Lamb of God, that is moving forward in God today by pursuing, praise the Lamb of God, another level of prophetic understanding, a prophetic knowledge, a prophetic impartation, prophetic download. We thank God for you today, and thank you for being here, all of our listeners today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, our God is God, and there is no God beside him, and he will do just what he said he would do if we just allow him to. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God that I'm learning how to get out of the way so God can have his way. Touch a neighbor, tell a friend, get out the way so God can have his way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, we had a wonderful time in our class on last night. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, in a great discussion, which we're going to discuss some more. Hallelujah. A little later on in the show, we were discussing, praise the Lamb of God, well, in the book of Revelation chapter 21 we was in, and we got to a place, praise the Lamb of God, where the scriptures was talking about the 12 apostles, praise the Lamb of God. Well, first of all, the 12 gates of the city will bear the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, but the foundation, the 12 foundations of the city, people of God, did you hear that? 12 foundations of the city, praise the of the city, the New Jerusalem, that's coming down from God, praise the Lamb of God, will have the names of the 12 disciples. And I simply ask the question, will that name be Matthias? Will it be the Apostle Paul? Or will that name be Judas Iscariot, praise the Lamb of God, that will be included, hallelujah, in the 12? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, did we get a rumble in the jungle when I said that? So we're going to look at that, praise the Lamb of God, and discuss it voice-wise, because we did it through text messaging there on the page, so to speak, typing it in and getting questions and answers. But we want to talk about that a little bit today. It works right along with our praise the Lamb of God post-resurrection period, praise God conversations that we're having as we lead up to Pentecost. From resurrection to Pentecost, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic conversation is going on, and all of the Word of God is prophetic. So we can talk about anything we want to out of the Scriptures because it is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, let there be, praise the Lamb, prophetic. Light had to come. He spoke it, and it happened. Everything else behind that is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. So we are in the prophetic mode, even though, praise the Lamb of God, we might not be saying prophetic, 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 everything. And some people need to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you listen to it, though, it will grow you. It will groom you. It will bring you to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you will understand, hallelujah, the good things that the Lord has done and is doing in your life. I bless God for each of you that's chiming in. Praise the Lamb. You want to be a part of our live studio today and discuss this with us as we continue in our journey from resurrection to Pentecost. You can call in and be a part by dialing area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we're accepting and receiving testimonies today. Anyone have a testimony? All you have to do is push 1 on your keypad, praise the Lamb of God, and we will receive the testimony. We've already receiving those that's on Facebook, those that have been sent to me via the email and by text messaging about the goodness of God. We are just in day 2. My God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Day 2 of our fast, and already, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit of the Lord is swelling. Hallelujah. The presence of God is swelling, and the voice of God is speaking on day 2. People of God, I don't know how we're going to handle 50 days of this, praise the Lamb of God, but guess what? I'm willing to experience it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm willing to experience all 50 days, praise the Lamb of God, and I hope and pray that you're willing to go all the way with us today as we push the plate aside, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Really, we're shrinking the plates in these first few weeks. We're shrinking our plates. We're eating out of salad plates, if you would, or if you want to call them a cake plate. That's just above a coffee saucer. That next plate up, praise the Lamb of God, is what we're eating out of. We are curbing our appetites. We're shrinking our stomachs, praise the Lamb of God, because in 7 weeks, hallelujah, we're going to be down to a liquid diet, praise the Lamb of God. Fruit and liquid is going to be on the menu, and that's all we're going to be able to eat, praise the Lamb of God, for 7 days. And I want you, people of God, praise, to gear up, hallelujah, and take the journey with us The only way you're going to make it is through your prayer life. The only way you're going to make it is through fasting. The only way you're going to get there, praise the Lamb of God, is spending time in the Word of God, digesting the Word of God. Digesting the Word of God inside of you will strengthen you, praise the Lamb of God, and you'll find yourself not craving food, but craving the revelation, craving the impartation, praise the Lamb of God, of God's Word. That's what you will find yourself doing. Also during this 50 days, we're asking everyone if they would praise the Lamb of God for a Jubilee offering. Hallelujah. This $50 or better, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you can give more, someone already has given $100, praise the Lamb of God. One of our sons, praise the Lord, has given $50 already, praise the Lamb of God. And this money is going to Ghana, Africa. We're going to finish the work, praise the Lamb of God. We have the building up, but the floors are mud, praise the Lamb of God. The windows, they block them in, and praise the Lord, just to hide themselves from the element, praise God. They need doors, they need a floor, they need windows in the sanctuary that's already too small to contain the people that's attending, praise the Lamb of God, the services on Sunday, praise the Lamb of God. God is richly blessing our son, Edom, Pastor Edom, down in Ghana, Africa. And all we have to raise is $2,500, and we will have reached the goal, praise the Lamb of God, to finish the work. I shared with him and talked with him and asked him, what would it take for us to do that? Praise the Lamb of God, $2,500 American dollars after they assessed all that they needed, praise the Lamb, to go into this, what he calls Dominion Cathedral. Praise the Lord, and hopefully and prayerfully that God will cause him to be able to build a house for God that will hold thousands, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One of the exciting things about Africa, of those who I know that go there to minister, is, praise the Lamb of God, you may be ministering, praise the Lamb of God, one night to a few hundred, and the next night to a few thousand, and the next night, praise the Lamb of God, to 60, 70,000 people until it has to be held outside somewhere because the people cannot get in the building. And that is the hunger and the craving for the Word of God in Africa, praise the Lamb of God, and in those second and third world countries as the gospel is being taken with power and the anointing. And when people go, they share, praise the Lamb of God, that there's a rise in the anointing on their lives. Praise the Lamb of God, that God works so many miracles and signs and wonders in third world countries and second world countries due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that there's so much superstition, there's so much unbelief until God shocks many of them into belief through signs, wonders, and miracles. That's why we're fasting this week, praise the Lamb of God. That's why we're fasting these 50 days from resurrection to Pentecost. We know, praise the Lamb of God, that Pentecost was the coming of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We just want another move. We just want to move deeper. We want to move higher, praise the Lamb of God, and we want to move greater in the spirit of witnessing and the transformation of lives, praise the Lamb of God. As God is purging us, as God is breaking us away, praise the Lamb of God through the breaker's anointing, hallelujah, as God is breaking us away from habits and from things that will hinder the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. I put on my page, on my personal page today, I'm willing to make the sacrifice, people of God, for change to come in me, that change can come in our society. I'm willing to make the sacrifice, praise the Lamb of God. Whatever I have to walk away from, whatever I have to give up, whatever I have to sacrifice, praise the Lamb of God. The altar is built. Hallelujah. I see the wood. I see the fire. Father, there's the knife. What is it that you want me to sacrifice? I'm willing to give it to you so that we can move forward in power and anointing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, people of God. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Praise the Lamb of God. Does your heart, through the Spirit control, You can only be blessed. Hallelujah. Y'all know that song, don't you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, as you give him your heart and soul. I love you. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's prayer time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I know the line's going to light up. Somebody's going to volunteer for prayer today. Praise God. I know my sons and daughters of intercessors are here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. And if one of you would just hit that dial, praise the Lamb of God, and say, I'm led to pray for the saints of God today on the second day of the fast. Praise the Lamb. You can push one on your dial now. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, there's nothing like prayer. There's nothing like prayer. That's the caller right there being led to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, caller. I think this is Imaginese. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing today, daughter?
I am fine, and you?
I am blessed.
Everybody in radio land.
Oh, yes. Praise God. We're happy to have you calling in from Chicago here. Praise the Lamb. Are you going to lead us to the throne today?
I am, God willing.
All right. I want you to just have your way right now. Just go forth in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you in today, God. We just say hallelujah to your name. We lift up the highest praise unto you, Lord Jesus. You deserve all the praise, honor, and glory that is due. We just thank you, God. We thank you for another day to be able to commune together, one with another, and to be able to commune. Oh God, we thank you for the blessings that you have given us in life itself. Oh God, we thank you, God, for all that you've done in our lives and all that you will do. Oh God, we just thank you, God, for a mighty move that we are to experience in these next coming weeks. God, we thank you, God, for the shifting, God, and for the purging and the purging, oh God, and for the taking away, oh God. We thank you, God, for building us up, God. We thank you, God, even for the tearing down. We thank you, God, for everything that you have allowed to be taken away from us, oh God. We thank you for everything that you've done because your will is perfect, and we trust in you, God, and we see over and over again that blesses man that trusteth in you, oh God. So we trust you on today. We adore you on today. We love you on today. We just want to express our gratitude to you on today, and we lift up the highest praise unto you, oh God, and say hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name. There is none other like you, and we just thank you, God, for another opportunity to intercede. God, we thank you, God, and we ask, Father, that you would direct us, God, right now, direct us on who and what to pray for, oh God, for we know not what to pray unless you reveal it, God. So we just ask, Father, that you would stretch your hand forth upon the earth realm, oh God, and have your way, God, move upon the urban cities, oh God, and let there be change, God. Use your people in this season to be agents of change, oh God. Equip your people, God. Equip us, Father, so that we would no longer continue to preach in the walls of the church, oh God, that we would be the church would seek, God, and we would go out and we would search for the lost, oh God, and we would have a right now word for your people, oh God, that we can preach salvation, God, to those who don't know you, God, that we can show them, Father, that we know the deliverer, oh God, that we can prove, Father, your word and that you are real, God. We ask you, God, that you would equip us, Father, from the inside out, oh God. I ask, Father, that you would even provide, Father, the evangelism tools that are needed in the church, oh God. The things that we need, Father, that are visual, Father, that people can see, that we can give them, that we can do for them, so we can show them, Father, that it is your hand who is blessing them through us, oh God. So I ask you, Father, if you would release, God, those things that have been held up. I ask, Father, that you would have mercy upon the pastors that lay them before you, oh God, as they lay before you for those people, oh God. I ask you if you would have mercy upon them and answer their prayers, oh God. Move, Father, there are many who are crying out to you, Father, for the outreach programs that they yearn to build, oh God. I ask for favor in those areas, oh God. I ask for favor, Father, for the buildings that they are asking you for. I ask you, Father, from you, God, so that their peers can even see that they are changing and they would want to know what are they doing to be saved, oh God. I thank you, God, for the youth who are saved right now. I ask that you would even use them right now, God, even in their youth, God. Let prayer break forth in the schools, God. Let there be prayer, God. Let there be praise, God. Out of the mouth of David, let us just confess and praise, oh God. So I ask you, Father, if you would keep a praise on their lips, oh God, because we know that you are loving the praises of your people, oh God, and they need you in the schools, God. They need you in the schools. They need you on the streets, God. They need you, God. They need you, God. So I ask, Father, if you would release your power, God, release your power and your anointing, God, upon the earth realm, oh God. And I thank you, God, for Prophet Shakespeare. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you, God, for all the pastors that are represented upon this line, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing through them. I thank you that you have given us shepherds. You, Father, because we trust the Holy Spirit that is within them. We trust the God that is within them. So I ask you, Father, if you would keep them word right now, word, oh God. Get them down into your word of knowledge, oh God. Keep them clear of knowledge and understanding, oh God, so that they might always know what it is that you are saying in this season, so that they might have a right word for us, God, that they might speak directly to our situations, oh God. And I ask that you will touch the hearts of the people and let them be pastored, oh God. Let your people be pastored and not just wanting to hear good itching, a word for their itching ears, but let them be pastored. Let them be led, Father, to you, God. Because it is all for your glory, God. Touch the hearts of your people, Father. Touch the hard hearts, God. Even those who are sitting in the pew Sunday after Sunday, I pray for them, God, that they would get a revelation of you, that you would know you really for who you are, God. That all the foolishness, God, and that they would seek you, God, while you might be found, oh God. That they would seek you wholeheartedly, God. And that there would be no more one foot in the world. And one foot in the church, that they would totally surrender to you, oh God, so that we might be empowered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless your name and we thank you. We thank you, God, because we know you're going to do it. You said that if we ask, we shall receive. You said that if we cry out to you, you will answer, oh God. You said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. So God, thank you, God, in advance for what you're about to do. We thank you for change. We thank you, God, for empowerment. We thank you, God, for the staff. And I ask that you would strengthen us, Father, as we go forth in this staff. I ask for higher revelations, God, that you would take us deeper, that you would take us higher, that you would let us hear you through your written word, oh God, that you would increase the signs and the wonders, that you would increase the visions, God, and give us more revelation. Lead us where we are and take us deeper, God. Because we just want more of you, God. We thank you, God. And we bless your name and we honor you, God. We magnify you and we exalt you in this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. You are marvelous, God.
Amen.
Magnificent, God. Worthy, God.
Your name be
worthy, God, of all praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are God alone. Jesus.
I just want you to be pleased, God. Be pleased with our work, oh God. Be pleased, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. We love you, God. Thank you, God. Get the glory, God. You get the glory. You get the glory and all the honor, God. You get the glory, God. There is none other like you, God. You are the one true and living God. You are sovereign, God. You are an awesome God. You are magnificent, God. El Shaddai, God. We just thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God.
People of God, I want to thank Imagineese for fervent praying as normal. Praise the Lamb of God. She's just such a powerful prayer warrior. We just thank God for her today. I also want to ask you to continue to pray. I was watching CNN, they have estimated that 1,200,000 children have died premature due to the atmosphere in China. 1,200,000 children have died. People of God, if this is not the season of fasting and praying, Syria is in a civil war right now. Over 6,000 people have been killed in the last month. Korea is marching, North Korea. People of God, ships are being dispatched out that way. The military of America just called one war in, and another one looked like it's about to start. We need to be praying, people of God. Hallelujah. And people are dying left and right. We need to be praying for the power and the authority, praise the Lamb of God, to walk into places and be able to change the hearts of men, for spiritual convictions to take place, hallelujah, so that Jesus Christ can get the glory, so that God can convert the souls and hearts of men. Jesus is not coming back to the earth to do it. Hallelujah. When he comes, he's coming as a judge. But he sends his spirit and his power and his anointing upon the children, hallelujah, of righteousness, children of light, hallelujah. This is the clarion call. We must wake up to it, people of God. And recognize this is not a joke and it's not a game. What's happening is coming closer and closer to home. Too many children are dying. Hallelujah. Too many children are dying. And it's just ironic the Lord was speaking to me about the blood of children. Praise the Lamb of God that's running down the streets. The blood of children, people of God. Hallelujah. And God is not pleased. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It's going to take some earnest intercessory. It's going to take some earnest, praise the Lamb of God, prayers and participation. Hallelujah. Some revelation on how to get, praise the Lamb of God, this thing turned around. Too many are dying. Praise the Lamb of God. 1,200,000 children have died. Lord Jesus. An alarm. That's like 40%, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of the world average. 40%. My goodness gracious, something must change, and we are the world changers. We are the world changers. Poverty, praise the Lamb, economic crisis is everywhere. Europe is experiencing it. It's everywhere. Stuff is going on, praise the Lamb of God, that shows us the signs of the time. We must turn it around through, hallelujah, the power of Jesus Christ. And for this cause, we are in this 50-day fast. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm honored that God has awakened my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, for this clarion call to come forth to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Push those plates away to mortify our flesh and come into the place where we need to be. Praise the Lamb of God so that God can use us. People of God, we're here today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I want to get into discussion, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the thing that we was talking about last night on the page with Judas Iscariot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold that, though. Praise God for a little bit. Let me hold that for a little bit. And let me talk to you just a bit, praise the Lamb of God, concerning where we were yesterday, because I want to keep these appearances, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ, as we move into the book of Acts, from the Gospels into the book of Acts. I want you to see, hallelujah, the mobility of Jesus after he has risen from the dead. Of course, he appeared to the women, praise God. We know that. He appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We know that, praise God. But today we want to go, hallelujah, to the upper room, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, where he appeared unto his disciples while the doors were locked. Jesus comes in, and Thomas is not present, praise the Lamb of God. One of the disciples is not there by the name of Thomas, but the ten are there, praise God. And Jesus holds conversation with them, praise the Lamb, and he allows them to really see that it's him, praise the Lamb of God, in the flesh, hallelujah. He allows them to see, to touch, praise the Lamb of God, to know that he is in the flesh. And as he's dealing with what he's doing, praise God, is to bring that level of trust and faith up, praise God, to a place whereas that, hallelujah, they can be ready to receive, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, people, the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, this is not interesting to a lot of people, because a lot of people just, you know, they're in for the fish and loaves ride, praise the Lamb of God. That's all they want from God anyway, is money, bills paid, you know, and stuff like that. They just want the fish and loaves. They want to make sure they eat. They're not hungry, praise the Lamb of God, and thirsting for the word of God in Revelation. Neither are they pursuing, praise the Lamb of God, the power, hallelujah, that's available to us as believers so that we can win the world. But there are some of us, praise the Lamb of God, not all of us, but there are some of us that's on the same frequency, praise God, that see the need and see, praise the Lamb of God, and sense by the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that God is moving in a way right now, praise the Lamb of God, and so fast in his manifestations of things, praise the Lamb of God, that it's available to us. And I want to talk to you all about this today, because there is something I know in this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that if we can tap into it properly and understand it, that it was just Jesus appearing to them for, just to say, hey, how y'all doing? I rose. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. That wasn't it. But that he came, praise the Lamb of God, into their presence to bring them back to the level of faith that he attempted to instill before his crucifixion. They really should have lasted through the crucifixion. They should have lasted through his judgment. They should have been right there, praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus rose from the grave, it should have been 11 men sitting at that tomb, waiting for that rock to move, waiting on something to happen. But they lost faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Fear of the Roman government was a deterrent of their faith. Praise the Lamb. A spirit that does not come from the Lord is fear. We all know that. Praise the Lamb of God. But a power and of a sound mind. They were rattled in their thinking. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And they arrived at a place of departure, of forsaking Christ. But now the women have went, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And ladies, let me just tell you, and I know y'all say they're the first evangelists and this, that, and another, but the women didn't come there to see if Jesus rose. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. That ain't the reason why they were there. Read your Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yet they were there, praise the Lamb of God, to receive the message to take to the disciples and Peter, hallelujah, to meet Jesus in Galilee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Now, the truth is the truth. And when they get to this upper room and Jesus enters in and he appears to them, I'm sure all of them start shaking in their shoes. They probably were fearful, praise the Lamb of God, that he had risen, and some of them probably was in doubt, thinking these women may have just been a little bit off or a little bit emotional, praise the Lamb of God, at the time that they went to the tomb, saying that they had saw an angel and this, that, and another sitting on top or down in the tomb, praise the Lamb of God, saying, see where the Lord lay, and this, that, or another, and now go tell his disciples and Peter, and then they met Jesus in their journey, and Jesus sends them forth. All of this, these different renditions of the resurrection, praise, run parallel to what really took place. And so now, in this upper room, Jesus has to reinstill true faith in them and belief, praise the Lamb of God, that he is who he said he was, that he is the risen Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say this to you, people of God, praise the Lamb, that this is still a wrestling match for many believers. This is still a wrestling match for a lot of those who have joined church and been baptized in the water. Deep down on the inside of them, they're not fully persuaded. Hello, light bulbs. There's a many reason why people join church. There's a many reason why they go in the water. But they're not fully persuaded that Jesus lives. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So we must come to a place of understanding, hallelujah, that there has to be a knowingness in you, because that's what keeps you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in times of calamity, in times of catastrophic events in your life, in times of trouble, praise the Lamb of God, in times of lack, that's what keeps you. Praise the Lamb, that you know that Christ is risen and that he's risen in you. Praise the Lamb. That's the only thing that will keep you. And Jesus knew this. He knew, praise the Lamb, that a couple of them might have got together and said, you know, Jesus said he was going to rise. He still was teaching some good stuff, and we need to go and teach his principles, just as many of the East Indians and what have you embraced the principles of Gandhi and others such as him, praise, and Buddha and others, praise the Lamb of God, but they know he's dead. Jesus said, not so. The only way you can experience the power of the resurrection, praise the Lamb of God, as a believer, as a disciple, is that you must believe 100%. Praise the Lamb of God. There can't be no wavering in your heart. There can't be no titter-totting in your mind. There can't be no doubt, praise the Lamb of God, about your salvific experience, people of God. You cannot be wavering whether or not Jesus really lives. And you know, people, now you can't play with me. Praise the Lamb of God. I have had, praise the Lamb of God, I have been preaching, praise the Lamb of God, right at 40 years here, praise the Lamb, and I'm telling you, there have been times in my life, praise the Lamb of God, that I have stopped and said, boy, this is really something to believe about Jesus getting out of the grave. This is really, when I really wrap my mind around it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my thoughts, my flesh start playing games with me, and I'm saying, Lord, have mercy. Whoa! I had to go back to my calling. I had to go back to my vision, my open vision. while I'm awake and hearing the voice of Jesus and come back and say, whoa, I know my Savior lives. Praise the Lamb of God. I know the Lord is risen. Hallelujah. We must have this, people of God. It was so important to Jesus till he appeared unto his disciples in that room. Watch this now. Watch this now. But Thomas is not there on this occasion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, after he convinced these boys, he vanished. He left. Praise the Lamb of God. After he vanished and left, praise the Lamb of God, he comes back when Thomas is there. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. He appears back because Thomas didn't deny, praise the Lamb of God. He didn't tell the disciples, I'm not listening to none of this foolishness you all talking. I don't believe it. I'm not believing you unless I see him with my own eyes and examine his hands and see the prints of the nails and his feet and thrust my hand into his side. I know that spirit went in his side. And until I see that, I won't believe. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What happens? Praise the Lamb. Jesus comes in the room. He focuses his attention, praise the Lamb of God, on Thomas. Now, I want you to watch this now. He focused his attention on Thomas. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thomas said, oh, my God, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. He said, oh, Thomas, wait a minute now. Wait, don't say it's me. I wasn't here, but I heard what you said. Here's my hands. Handle them. Come here and stick your hand in my side. Because I need you to believe. And I need you to believe 100%. Praise the Lamb of God. Along with the rest of these followers, these disciples that's here. I need you to believe. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Their belief came 100%. The Bible said Jesus breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. He blew his breath upon them. Hallelujah. And said, receive the Holy Ghost. We call that the sealing. He sealed them, praise the Lamb of God, by his own breath. Now watch this now. He looks at Thomas and he said, Thomas, blessed are you because you believe. But the greater blessing is upon them who believe upon me who have not seen me. You believe because you've seen. But blessed are those who shall believe upon my name and believe upon me who have never seen me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What are you saying to us, prophet? I'm saying, people of God, we need to examine ourselves during this fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. This may be one of the reasons why some people can't fast because they don't really believe. Hallelujah. See, I tell people all the time, if you really knew that God was hearing your prayers and answering your prayer, you would not have to be encouraged to pray. You'll be praying all the time. You'll be praying over all your situations and circumstances if you really believe God heard. You wouldn't have no problem saying good morning to the Lord when you wake up. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have no problem praising if you really believe 100% that he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. You would acknowledge him in your life. You would call him El Shaddai, hallelujah, the Almighty One. You would call him Jehovah Jireh when needs came and presented themselves. You would cry out to El Rapha when sickness was in your house. Praise the Lamb of God. You would understand, praise the Lamb of God, the blessedness of fellowship and relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb. And would nobody, can't nobody make you doubt that. Hallelujah. When you really know that you know that Jesus is risen. Praise the Lamb of God. When you really have that relationship, can't nobody waver you. Can't nobody bring you out of that. Satan can't bring you out. Nobody can. Praise the Lamb of God. Not money. Look, listen to what Paul said. What can separate us? He goes so far to give them an identity. Who can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Who can separate us from the love of God? What can separate us from the, can height, can depth, tribulation, peril? What can? Praise the Lamb of God. Famine, what can separate us? He said, I said none of these things, for we are more than conquerors through him. Hallelujah. Through him that loved us and gave his life for us. We're more than conquerors through him. Praise the Lamb of God. So this is the purpose, people of God, that your faith and your belief has to be solid so that you can receive, praise the Lamb of God, the sealing that conditions you for the filling. A lot of people can't be filled because they haven't been sealed. Hallelujah. What is the seal? The seal of the King. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the identity, hallelujah, in the spiritual tense that you belong to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, in Revelation it says, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we're going to have to be stamped in our foreheads. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As a signature, but it ain't going to be physical. It's not going to be a physical big stamp on your forehead. No, brothers and sisters, no, it's not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Neither is the mark of the beast that you're going to receive. Praise the Lamb of God. In your hand, is that going to be a physical mark? Praise the Lamb. They show you on television. No, 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 no. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to understand this, people of God. Hallelujah. That these are spiritual things, praise the Lamb of God, that have spiritual implications, hallelujah, for us to be known as children of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My forehead is my memory. My forehead is my mind, praise the Lamb of God, my mindset. And we must understand that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must understand that your right hand is the hand of power. Praise, it's your strong hand on most people. Praise the Lamb of God. The average person is right-handed. Praise the Lamb. So these have other implications than what, praise God, we just look at and glance and read and think we're going to see all of these marks and things of this nature. But it's not. Hallelujah. We're going to be sealed. Woo! Praise the Lamb of God. With the seal of the living God. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus breathed upon them, he said something to them. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Right? Praise the Lamb. It's right there in your Bible. Then he comes back and he says, tarry in Jerusalem until the promise comes. Praise the Lamb of God. So there's a sealing and then there's a filling. Praise the Lamb of God. Tarry in Jerusalem until you feel. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power to be witnesses unto me. Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth. Praise God. This is established in the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not making any of this up. I'm giving you clear, authentic word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Straight from the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This gives us, people of God, Hallelujah. The opportunity to come into the blessed place of being the recipients, praise the Lamb of God, of the power. Hallelujah. During your fast, praise the Lamb of God, there's one thing Satan going to be after. He's going to be after your faith, praise the Lamb of God. That's what he's going to be after. He's going to be after wrecking your faith, shipwrecking your faith, praise the Lamb of God. So you got to be able to know in whom you believe, praise the Lamb of God. You got to be able to know in whom you trust, and then you got to be able to trust in whom you believe, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that you can be the recipients of what you're praying for. Hallelujah. We're praying for this power. We're praying for this power. We want this power. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the only way we're going to get this power, hallelujah, is through our faith and our knowing that Jesus lives, praise the Lamb of God, that he's able to appear to you if he desires to. He's able to give you, praise the Lamb of God, another anointing. He's able, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to give you power over sickness and diseases, power over every demon of hell, that he's able, praise the Lamb of God, to cause you to do great exploits in the earth, hallelujah, of the rendering of yourself to him, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. For this reason, we are fasting, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I wanted to give you that today, praise God, hallelujah, because I know that you're going to need that for your journey, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah. Boy, I promise you that, praise the Lamb, I promise you that you're going to need this for your journey as far as this fast go. And when this fast comes to a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of conclusion, all of us, praise the Lamb, that have entered in should have some praise reports. All of us, hallelujah, should have some witnessing reports. All of us should have come out of our shell, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Shell, our shame, our lack of boldness. If you're praying right, praise the Lamb of God. If you're mortifying this flesh, then you're going to emerge a new believer. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. As long as I have been in the church, as long as I've been in the ministry, I'm looking for greater. I'm looking for newness. I'm looking for fresh waters. I'm looking for a fresh revelation of God, a fresh revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm looking for new words to come from his lips to me. I'm looking for new places for my feet to tread. Hallelujah. New people for me to lay hands on and impart spiritual gifts to teach and to minister to. Hallelujah. New souls. Not the same people, but new souls. Fresh water. Fresh fish. Fresh water. Fresh fish. Hallelujah. Not fishing in a pond, catching the same fish, throwing them back in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just wanted to put that in your spirit today. Hallelujah. Now, come on, let's pray. We're going to pray. I'm praying for you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as I pray for you today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to allow your spirit to open to the Lord right now. Praise God, because I'm going to pray for the move of God in your life. Hallelujah. Swiftly, that God will do something mighty in your life to allow you to know without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, number one, that he's real. Number two, that he loves you. Number three, praise the Lamb of God, that you are on his team. Hallelujah. Come on, let's seek the face of the Lord now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We reverence your holiness. We reverence your name. For you alone are holy, Father. You alone are righteous. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. For this second day, oh God, of seeking you, this second day of soaking in your presence, the second day, Father, hallelujah, of absorbing your word, hallelujah, of inspiration and revelation. We thank you today, Father. We bless you, God, hallelujah, for those that's hearing my voice now that have entered into this place of breaking, this place of sacrifice, this place of surrender, hallelujah. Oh, God, today, this place of submissiveness, we want to be broken, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have sought your face already for forgiveness of sins, forgiveness of evil thoughts, forgiveness of words, Father, hallelujah, that should not have been spoken. Forgive us from going places our feet should have never went, hallelujah. Forgive us, Father, and cleanse us by your precious blood afresh. Oh, God, we thank you for your suffering. We thank you for your death. We thank you for your resurrection. And today, Father, we want to enter in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to divine employment. We want to enter in, hallelujah, to that place of usage of you. We want to enter into that place, Father, hallelujah, knowing that you're real, of knowing, Father, hallelujah, that your life is our life, that you love us. Oh, Father, look on your people today. I pray for them now that you give them that experience. I pray for them now, Father, that they hear your voice. I pray for them now that you visit them in their homes, upon their beds, hallelujah, wherever they might be, at your choosing, Father, that you would, Father, lay your hands upon them. Oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, I ask if you would today, Father, allow them to know you in a way, hallelujah, that the devil in hell cannot shake their faith. Allow them to know you in a way, Father, hallelujah, that they know that wherever they are, you are. And that you will be with them, Father, even to the end of the ages. I pray now that your spirit would use us afresh, that you would cause revival to break out, even because of us, oh God, that we cannot contain, oh God, your word in our hearts, that it be like fire shut up in us, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, would be released to us in proportion and measure according to your Holy Spirit, that we might be gifted, Father, and empowered to do great exploits for you. Bless us in this day. Grant us, hallelujah, grant us healing power, hallelujah, power over every demon, over every disease. Power, oh God, resurrection power, to even raise the dead. We give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. For you are our God and our King. You are our Lord and our Master. Father, we love you today. Father, we adore you today. Oh God, we give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. We give you the honor today in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I love you today, people of God. And I wanted to pray with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope. And I pray to God that as I continue to pray with you, that the move of God will come on you in a way, hallelujah, that you will know, that you know, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus is real in your life and that he's doing something extraordinary, praise the Lamb of God, with you, by you, and through you, praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be life-changing, hallelujah. That's going to be life-changing in the society in which we live. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're at the top of the hour, and we're going to go into the second segment because I know it's going to get juicy and hot up in here as we talk about, praise the Lamb of God, Judas Iscariot. But I want to encourage those of you, praise the Lamb of God. Maybe you've never been, maybe you have, praise the Lamb, maybe you've never experienced it, hallelujah, to be a part of, praise the Lamb, our Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship conference this week here in the state of Michigan, praise the Lamb. We've already getting calls that some are coming in town, praise the Lamb of God. Bishops, overseers are coming in town to be with us across these 3 days this week. Starting tomorrow night, hallelujah, starting tomorrow night, intercessors are in place, doors are open at 6 o'clock, intercessors are in place, praise the Lamb of God, there at the Silver Gardens in Southfield, Michigan, on Southfield Road, praise the Lamb of God, between 9 Mile and 10 Mile Road, praise the Lamb of God, it's the Silver Gardens. Wednesday night, our Bishop of the State, Deve Myatt, my friend, my brother, praise the Lamb of God, will be delivering the Word of God and ministering to us as no one can, praise the Lamb of God, but Deve Myatt. Hallelujah. I want you to come. I want you to be a part of that. I want you to praise the Lamb of God, hear this man of God if you never have. Hallelujah. Second, on Thursday night, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have from Chicago, Illinois, Bishop Simon Gordon. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you definitely want to come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, to hear, hallelujah, the anointed voice singing, preaching, and ministry of Simon Gordon. A well-kept secret, praise the Lamb of God, to many around this country, praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you this, if you ever sit under his preaching and his ministry, you will know that you know, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord is speaking through that man of God. Hallelujah. Then Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, we invite you to be with us as we conclude our conference, praise God, with the one and only Bishop Neil Ellis, the second presiding bishop, praise the Lamb of God, of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Hallelujah. My good friend, all three of these men are very, very dear and very close to me, praise God. And Neil Ellis is very, very close to my heart. I can't just wait to be in his presence, praise God. Hallelujah. Such a wonderful man of God from Nassau, Bahamas, is going to be with us, and we're going to enjoy his presence as well as the prophetic anointing that's on his life. Many people are not aware that Bishop Neil Ellis is a prophet indeed in the office of a prophet, and a lot of people are not aware of that about Bishop Neil Ellis, but I know it, praise the Lamb of God, and I have experienced, hallelujah, the prophetic anointing that is on his life, and we are believing that God has a reforming word, praise the Lamb of God, for Michigan, and that there's going to be a move of God that is going to change the destiny of this state, praise the Lamb, and we're inviting you and you and you to be a part, praise the Lamb of God. The women's division of the state, the Daughters of the Promise, praise God, hallelujah, Prophetess Gracie McCoy is going to be there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to set it off for us, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, you want to be there as she takes us tomorrow night, praise the Lamb of God. Before Bishop Myatt gets up, she's going to take us into the prophetic flow. So you want to be there for Prophetess Gracie McCoy. My sister and I, praise the Lamb of God, we worked together so many times, and I trust the anointing that's on her life, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm saying to you, make sure, hallelujah, you're in the house on tomorrow. Now, there's only, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, 1,000 seats, hallelujah, in the building. There's only 1,000 seats, hallelujah. We have youth sessions, praise the Lamb of God, and all of that that's going to be going on. The youth going to have their separate service, so you can bring your children, bring your young people. We scheduled it this week for that purpose, so that they can be ministered to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We scheduled it this week so that that can take place. You want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are there and that you are a part of, hallelujah, this dynamic move, of God as we enter into, hallelujah, our annual state conference of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Hallelujah. And we already know that Bishop Morton is going to be in the state, in the city somewhere. Hallelujah. So we're looking for appearance from Bishop Morton here also during the week, Wednesday or Thursday night. We're expecting him to walk through the doors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you need a hotel room, the Westin Hotel in Southfield, Michigan is the hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, some of you have already stayed at the Marriott. You know about the courtyard right next door. Praise the Lamb of God. You can make your reservations and get here. Drive across state and come spend a couple of days with us here. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's right here in Southfield. Praise the Lamb of God. Right here in my home city in Southfield, Michigan. And you are welcome to come. Again, that's the Silver Gardens on Southfield Road. Between 9 Mile and 10 Mile Road, praise the Lamb of God. You can't miss it. It's right there, beautiful edifice, beautiful place. Pray, plenty of parking, lighted parking. Our security is going to be in place and everything. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are there. Watch this. Sunday night, ding, 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 ding. Sunday night, ding, 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 ding. Sunday night, praise the Lamb of God. Let me hit my button right here. Sunday night. Yes, Sunday night. One night only. Toledo, Ohio. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Michael Shakespeare will be in Toledo, Ohio. Praise the Lamb of God. On Airport Road. Hallelujah. With my friend and brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Brown. I will be there with him, praise the Lamb, just one evening with the prophet, hallelujah. Make sure you're there, 6:30, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be there, praise the Lamb, at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday night, this Sunday night, praise the Lamb of God, the 7th of this month, this Sunday night, we will be there, praise the Lamb of God, in Toledo, Ohio. And we want you to be there with us. We'll have some more information for you, forthcoming address and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With our friend, Pastor Brown, I want you to be there. Hallelujah. It's going to be wonderful as we go into a super, they're calling it a Super Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we go come to minister there in the state of Ohio, in Toledo, in the city of Toledo. Meet me there at 6:30 Sunday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, whoo, hallelujah. We've already had a great show. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's talk about Judas. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you going to enter into the conversation, you can start punching 1 right now. Praise the Lamb of God on your boards. Hallelujah. So I know that you're going to be participating in this conversation with us. Praise the Lamb of God, concerning Judas Iscariot. Praise God. All of you was on that last night. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to come and talk with us today. And let's see, praise the Lamb of God, was Judas Iscariot the betrayer, the son of perdition, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver? And the question is, was he saved? He went out and hung himself. Praise the Lamb of God. And the question is whether he's saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's mercy and grace going to apply for him. Or is the man destined for hallelujah, a fiery eternity. This is the question. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you that was on the page last night and you would like to praise the Lamb of God, comment, you can. Praise the Lamb. Now, let me start off by saying this. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. This is a hideous crime, praise the Lord, during the night of Jesus' arrest, the night of the Gethsemane experience, the night of the New Covenant experience when Jesus gave, praise the Lamb of God, the communion, hallelujah, if you would, his body, his blood for the New Testament. And when he was set at the table, he says, tonight, one of you is going to betray me, and another is going to deny me. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, denial and betrayal, praise the Lamb of God, both have some powerful, praise the Lamb of God, implications, hallelujah, as it relates to, you know, which one is the worst. I do not know, praise the Lamb of God, if you deny me, hallelujah, boy, that you never knew me, that could be a painful, praise the Lamb of God, experience, and praise God, because you're not willing to testify, willing to stand with me, praise, and show my innocence, you just as a betrayer, as far as I'm concerned, praise the Lamb. Then, to betray me so that I could be arrested and tried and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God, is just as serious as denial that you ever knew me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you did it three times in the same evening, praise God. You did it three times in the same evening, praise the Lord. You denied me, and you did it with profanity. You denied me, praise God. This is what Peter did, praise the Lamb of God. We know that, hallelujah. The after effects of this is Peter becomes what is known as one of the pillars of the church. Acts 2 records, Peter at Pentecost is the spokesman. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls is added to the church, praise the Lamb of God, as a result, hallelujah, of Peter's ministry on the day of Pentecost, praise the Lamb of God. Then we see Peter locked in jail. The angel comes and let him out, praise the Lamb. So we have to say, without reading, that Peter repented, praise God, hallelujah. We have to say something happened because, hallelujah, these signs and wonders and miracles that accompanied him, that's so magnificent, and the great exploits he did for Christ, hallelujah, all the way to dying for him, praise the Lamb, we have to say that Peter was, hallelujah, in fact, a repentant disciple. Question, was Peter's denial any worse than Judas' denial? And if it was, why? Judas betrayed him, Peter denied him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Without a scripture or anything of Peter repenting, the only thing we have is him and Jesus eating fish. And Jesus is saying, do you love me more than you love these? And Peter responding, Lord, you know I love you. Those three times, praise the Lamb. And he tells him to feed his sheep, feed his lambs. We know that story. But there's nowhere where it said he repented. Nowhere. But yet we see him, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. as one of the pillars of the church. The question is, praise the Lamb of God, is what Peter did lesser or greater than what, praise the Lamb of God, Judas Iscariot did? Hallelujah. Why do so many people condemn Judas Iscariot to the grave, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, condemn him to the grave, but they don't condemn Peter? Why so many people, praise the Lamb of God, say that Judas has gone to hell, but Peter made it in, praise the Lamb of God, evidently. I'm here, praise the Lamb. Y'all were so excited last night, wanted to talk about it. You'll be ready for the show. Dr. J, Magic D's, everybody, where y'all at? Which one on your dial? Let's talk about it. I want to dialogue about this. Praise the Lamb of God. You're supposed to have did your research. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. My findings, hallelujah, is in the Bible, as I had some of them reading on last night in the Bible, praise the Lamb of God, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, praise God, if we want to look at this, people of God, you read it for yourself here, praise God. I'm going to turn to it. Matthew, praise the Lamb of God, I'm right here at it. The 27th chapter, I want you to see what it says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It says, and when the morning was come, verse 1, when the morning was come, and all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, watch this, repented, comma, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. They rejected him giving them that money. Praise the Lamb of God. We said we was going to talk about this. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's right there in my Bible. It says, then Judas, who had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented. Now, it does not say who he repented to. It says he repented. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I got a caller. Erica 06. 30, your mic is high.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon, Chitwan.
Well, I was reading it last night right along with you all, and in my understanding, it was that he repented. And when he repented because he confessed with his mouth. Not that he had to repent to God, but he had to repent and say that he had sinned. So I believe that from his repentance that he was saved.
So you stand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on the side of the line that says, even though this hideous sin, crime, of betrayal was against Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, that led to his crucifixion and his death, that Judas had opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, to repent and be saved. That's your stance, right?
I believe that.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller. Error code 614. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon. Lily, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Praise God. How's Ohio treating you over there?
Oh, Ohio's wonderful. At least here in Columbus, we are having beautiful weather right now.
Wonderful. We'd love to see some of you all Sunday night. Would be beautiful. Praise God. Go ahead now. Let's talk about this.
what really did it for me was I was looking at verse 4, and I'm reading from the King James, and saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. When he said, I have betrayed innocent blood, that got me to thinking, at that moment, he knew that Jesus was innocent of the charges that they had, what they had lodged against him. He's saying that he was blaspheming, he was speaking out against God, he was saying things, he was calling himself the Son of God. And that Judas, realizing that he had betrayed an innocent man, that led me to believe that he received the revelation. And when once he received that revelation, he also repented. Now, I know on the page a lot of people were saying, well, he repented to the high priest. He didn't repent to God himself. But then I would have to ask, what is repentance? How does one show true repentance? Does one have to, God, I repent? Or does one have to just say, just understand that they have sinned and turned away from that sin? And him giving back them 30 pieces of silver, he knew that he had sinned and turned around, well, at least tried to turn around the thing that he had done.
Now, I got yours. So you believe with my granddaughter here, praise the Lamb of God, Twan, that in fact Judas has room for repentance and salvation. Is that your stance?
Yes.
All right. Got another caller here. Marjanice.
Hello.
Hello.
So, can you hear me? Okay, yeah.
Yes, who's calling?
Okay, so.
Is this
Marjanice?
Marjanice. Okay.
This is. Okay, so, a couple of questions that I have, because I have not come to a conclusion on this question yet.
Okay.
So the questions that I have are this. The first thing to address the repentance. Repentance in itself means to turn away from. But did he ask for forgiveness?
Well,
what would have caused him to be forgiven.
In itself is a change of heart and the begging of pardon and what have you, the scene as it appears in the scripture shows him giving the money back and confessing his sin.
Okay. Okay, so the second question that I have, John 17, Jesus calls him the son of perdition. The other point that I want to make is, these are just the questions that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Matthew 24 where he said, woe to the one who betrays the Son of Man, for it would be better for him if he had not been born.
Mm-hmm.
Woe, to my understanding, means damnation or something of that sort. So mm-hmm. does the word perdition.
True.
So, and these are Jesus' words. The second thing that I want to bring into the other thing that I want to bring into the equation is, because actually last night's question was a two-part question. The other question that we had was his name one of the apostles' names written in verse 14 when it talks about the foundation? So I guess we can address the repentance and the forgiveness first before we even go there.
Okay. Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I the scriptures that you're using all are prior to the statement of that he repented. Now, Jesus, John the Baptist came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus came with a gospel of repentance, and he walked and lived in this. And for this reason, he died, that we might have this right to repent. Now, this I say, in the Jewish custom, because we must remember that the testament of Jesus, the New Testament covenant, did not go into effect until Jesus died. We must understand that. Our way of entering into the kingdom, watch this, people of God. Listen to me good. Our way of going on our knees, repenting, blah, 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 is different from the Jews and did not go into effect until Jesus died.
Yes.
So when Judas repented, his repentance, watch this. He came to the chief priests, and they were the ones he was supposed to come to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, praise the Lamb of God, he came to give them the silver that they paid him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember this. They the ones who paid him to betray him.
Okay.
The Bible says Jesus was delivered until the Romans to be crucified by the chief priest. The priest delivered him up. They the ones who wanted Jesus dead was the chief priest. It's right there in your Bible.
Yes, it is.
The 30 pieces of silver didn't come from Caesar. Came from the church. Hello, somebody. Ding dong. Ding dong. So now when Judas come back, he gives them, throws the money back to him and said, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have sinned. Now, the Bible does not say he repented to them. Don't say that. There's a comma there. It says he repented.
Himself.
That means a change of heart.
Yes. Mm.
That's the way you're supposed to repent. You got to have a change of heart to repent.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what the word repent means.
To turn.
To turn from it.
Yes.
So he turned from it. Praise the Lamb of God. He comes to the priest to receive, watch this, remission of his sins, and the priest rejected him.
Mm. Now, because the priest rejected him, does that still mean he did repent? Even though the priest rejected him, it's not on him anymore. Is it just like when we go to somebody and ask them to forgive us, and now that we've come and asked for forgiveness of that person, we release that from us, and whether they forgive us or not, that's not on us anymore. Am I right? Correct?
I have to say yes.
Okay.
If I repent to you
right.
sincerely from my heart and
right.
turn from my deed, and you don't forgive me, the sin on you, not me.
Exactly. Okay.
And I see where Imagine's, her thing is the scripture where it says, whoa, and how Jesus' words are coming to conflict her when she looks at that particular verse.
Yeah, but
I would have to say,
at the same time, though, sweetheart, I can see anybody that's standing in the street and say, whoa.
And that's what I was getting to.
I can say that to anybody who committed an abomination.
It's a different thing, when, it's a
woe
different
is you.
Thing when Jesus says woe to somebody.
Yeah.
We're saying woe to somebody.
Woe if you don't repent.
Jesus
now, we got to remember this. There's only one reason why repentance cannot be given.
That's correct.
Now, who mouth did that come out of?
I completely agree with that.
But well, I'm just asking a question.
For blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore,
the question that,
wait a minute. Therefore, Judas can, he stands as being able to be forgiven.
Able to, yes.
So we don't say now that he repented and Jesus didn't know it.
No. That's what I was about to say. What I'm saying is when
Jesus
said, woe to
he me. Repented and Jesus said, I reject your repentance.
No, here's my question. I'm not saying that any of this is final. I'm still trying to make my decision. So my question is, when Jesus said woe to him and we called him the son of perdition, did he not already know that he was going to repent? He knew what he was going to do, and he knew he was going to repent for it afterwards, yet still Jesus was speaking prophetically even at that time.
Well, the Bible doesn't say Jesus knew that he was going to repent. Now we're reading meaning into the scripture that's not there. That's called eisegesis.
Okay.
You can only abstract from scripture. You can't read meaning in.
But wouldn't one think that he knew that he was going to be, he knew everything else concerning his death and resurrection?
Well, why
was that one thing, that only one thing not he wouldn't know?
Well, there's no way in the Bible where it says that if Judas repent, it would be rejected. That would be against all that Christ stood for.
Okay, and here's another thing. Here's another question that I have. Okay,
let me tell you what we're saying. We're saying that for no apparent reason at all, other than the fact for Jesus to be betrayed, that God allowed Judas to come in the world to go to hell. When that's contrary to scripture that I just read yesterday in the Old Testament, where God said to one of the prophets, he says, that it wasn't his will for any to perish.
That's right. That's what the word says.
But that all men come to repentance.
So by him coming to repentance, even though he came to fulfill the prophecy of betraying Jesus, with his repentance is what possibly kept him from going to hell.
What I'm doing is examining and stretching your minds to see, praise the Lamb of God, how interpretation works. And, praise the Lamb of God, how the process of one judging somebody and saying, you're going to hell.
Right.
Because this is what we do.
Well,
we do this every day of the week.
And I didn't read anywhere where Jesus said that he was going to go to hell. He said, well, I'm calling the son of perdition. But after the priest rejected what he did and went and turned from what they were doing, his mind entered into a state of complete hell.
To me, who was the greater sin, the one who betrayed him or the one who paid him to betray him? I think all accessory to the crime.
Neither sin was greater.
They're all accessory to the crime. The priest is the one that delivered Jesus into the hands of judgment and crucifixion. Not Judas. Judas was just a scapegoat.
Right.
They just paid an inside man to bring him to the place where they could arrest him, where they could entrap him. But Judas didn't testify against him. Peter stood in court and denied him.
Three times. I just stand on the fact that because of his repentance that Judas was saved.
And the Bible says Judas repented, but it don't say Peter repented, but Peter been accepted.
That's just my statement. I'm standing on that. The repentance, his word never changes about repentance and turning away from the thing that you do. you're going to be saved if you repent and you truly turn away from it.
Because we can't say God is schizophrenic now. Now, we don't want to put that on God, do we?
No.
No, we don't. Right? So, Erico 985, your mic is hot. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, this is Margie. How are you doing?
Well, blessed, Margie. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. I was listening to the discussion, and my thought on Judas was he didn't feel as if he had been received. He was being tormented by what he did, so he did not continue in his repentance. He hanged himself, so he never completed itself.
Continue in a repentance. What you mean? Who else was there to repent to?
He didn't feel. He didn't. He ever. You know, I was reading that and I was listening to the discussion, and I said, if he had felt like he had been forgiven, why did he hang himself?
Because he didn't feel like he had been forgiven. The priest rejected him. That was their process of repentance. Our process of repentance doesn't require a priest. You don't have to go to your pastor and repent.
No.
You can fall on your knees right now. You can drop your head right now, as long as your heart is right, and repent. But they had a process of repentance. He was under the law. Jesus hadn't died yet. Grace hadn't stepped in. Jesus had not became his high priest yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he was repenting according to the tradition and the Levitical law.
Okay.
That's the way he was repenting. You have to understand the trajectory.
So he did what the law required him to do. He
exactly.
was rejected by them.
But he was rejected by the priest.
By the priest.
Who was in greater sin than him because they hired him to portray Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Okay.
When the church hired you to sin, and then you think that you got to go back to the church to receive repentance, that's a jacked situation.
Okay, well, I'm not going to forgive you.
So then you can't do nothing but rely on the mercy of God.
Amen.
All you can do is fall into the lap of the mercy of God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's why I'm saying when people of God, listen to me. My opinion is not final. The record is in heaven. Only God really knows.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. So I'm not trying to bring a finalization. I'm getting opinion for insight. But I know a lot of pastors who say, Jake, I believe he's in heaven. I just had the conversation the other day coming from Chicago with Pastor Sadness and Bishop Myatt. And they said, man, I know one thing, is a strong possibility when the gates swing open, Peter going to be there to greet you to come in. I mean, Judas may be there instead of St. Peter. It might be St. Judas. If he repented. And the Bible says he repented, comma, and then went to the priest and threw the money to them.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a change of heart. It's evident in his action. He had a change of heart, and it's even greater evidence even in his self-assassination. That he was grieved that deep with what he had done. That he didn't want to live no more.
Mm-hmm.
I got another caller. Let's see what they have to say. Maybe somebody shed some more light. Erico 708.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Sandra. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
Hi.
Well, blessed today.
My question is, though Judas hung himself up and died and went to hell, Jesus had not died on the cross yet. So So once Jesus died and ascended into hell to set the captives free, would not Judas be one of those that he set free? So therefore, if he did, would not Judas be in heaven?
If Judas repented, he did. But we got to remember this, too, people of God, that Judas sat up under all the teachings of Jesus just like the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And not one time did it say that he didn't believe anything that Jesus said. He had a fault. His fault was he was a thief. He was greedy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only fault that we found in his whole tenure with Jesus, other than the betrayal. And we don't want to start talking about faults.
No,
because I think everybody on the line got a fault.
Yeah.
But where did it say that Judas went to hell?
No,
Can anybody show me in the Bible where it say if you kill yourself, you're going to hell?
And that's my thought too. I mean, at some point between you doing what you do to kill yourself and taking your last breath, nobody knows if you have an opportunity to say, "Lord, forgive me for what I have done." Nobody knows that. So me personally don't believe that even if you commit suicide, there will not be time enough in that span to say, "Lord, forgive me for what I have done."
A lot of stuff that we saying even on the line today is wise fables and traditions, oral traditions and words that have been handed down. There was a time that I thought every tub that had to set on its own bottom was in the scripture. Because I heard my mother and them say, the Bible says every tub has to set
on its own bottom.
But that's not in the Bible.
True.
There's a lot of stuff that we say and that we believe and hold to that's not biblical. It's all traditions. It's all sayings that's been passed around and around for hundreds of years. That it can't be found. When you look in the scriptures, I'm going to find it. You can't find it.
True.
And suicide is one of them. It's not there.
Well, we all quiet on that one.
Everybody has to be quiet on, because nobody comes to me with the scripture that says, when the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, when God gave that to Moses, when you look at it, and he spoke that to Moses, he was talking about killing each other. We come back and say, thou shalt do no murder, even self-murder. But self-murder wasn't even discussed.
Wow.
It was about killing another Jew, killing your brother. When you look at the Levitical laws and it all comes out, hashed out in the Levitical laws, self-murder ain't in there. All it talks about, if a man, to the Jews, it said if a man kills another man, then his life is to be taken from him. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's the law of Moses. It don't say nothing about no suicide. Nothing. And I'm not giving anybody license to go out and kill themselves because they don't like living. I'm just telling you what the Bible does, not saying what the Bible does say. Now, me, myself, I ain't killing myself.
Neither am I, bro. Neither am I. I don't want to find out either.
But watch this. If I'm standing there with my granddaughter, my spiritual granddaughter here, Shatwan, in Chicago, and a guy comes by calling her name and calling her out of her name and point a gun out of the window and start firing it, and I jump in front of the bullet, I willfully took my own life. I let my life be taken.
Does that mean you're going to hell? No.
because it was a sacrifice and a deed. So it was a good deed. If you go on to fight somebody and you know that they're stronger than you, bigger than you, and can kill you, that's suicide. That's a suicide mission. But yet how many soldiers have went on suicide missions?
Oh, my Lord.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know, we have to come to a place of looking at things. My pastor, Dr. Whaley, had an assistant named Pastor E.G. Gales in Chicago years ago, and old man Gales was a preacher in the Baptist church that spoke in tongues. While he was preaching one Sunday, he went into a tongue, and we were just amazed because none of us spoke in tongues. And Gales, Pastor Gales, went in tongues. Some years later, unknown to us what it was, we just said he was losing his mind. Alzheimer's set in before they had a name for it. He went up on the roof of the hospital and said that and prayed and said, "I can't preach no more. There's no reason for me to live." And he jumped.
So we don't even know that in that time frame he asked God to forgive him.
See, he prayed on top of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we say about somebody that does something like that? We can't be the judge and the jury. Now, I'm going to tell you what we have to do in situations like this. Revert back to Deuteronomy 29:29. Do you know what it says? Secret things belong to the Lord our God.
But the revealed
things we'll not understand until we see God. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We won't.
You know, and that's still my question, because we're so quick to say that Judas went to hell. And that's why I ask the question, if he killed himself and did go to hell, when Jesus ascended into hell to set the captives free, wouldn't Judas be a part of those that were set free?
If he's a believer in Messiah, and he even repented of his sin, he qualifies to them. See, let me say this. Boy, this going to hit some of us kind of hard maybe, but I'm going to say this in my last few minutes in my commentary, summarize this. When we look at Judas Iscariot, we see that this man was born for one incident in his life that we all and many have already gone in the grave centuries past have frowned upon because he betrayed Jesus, and as a result of that, Jesus went to the cross. But it had to happen. The betrayal that we do to Jesus every day of our lives don't have to happen.
Oh, my.
Many of us have crucified him afresh.
Every day.
Must be the question. How many of us have denied him in our actions when opportunities presented themselves for us to witness and do things of that nature? How many of us? But yet, we saved.
Amen.
Yet repentance works for us.
Yes, it does.
And it works for us every day of our lives.
Because
we repent daily. But this incident, this one-time incident, upon this man, we condemn to hell because of what he did to us, Jesus. And we do the same things to people who commit crimes in our society and go to jail. It'll be very difficult for me to forgive a man for murdering Gabriella, raping and murdering her. It'll be very easy for God, though.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
And no matter how I want or desire him to go to hell, if he repents,
he don't have to.
He don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
just like I don't have to. We must remember that we are the community of reconciliation and that we're always seeking to reconcile man to God.
Yes.
Man to God. And we have all said that the thief on the cross was saved.
Mm.
And he sinned all his life, and he told his friend, he said, this man has done no wrong, but we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't even say he repented. He just said, Master, when you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? And Jesus looked over at him and said, this day will your soul be with me in paradise. What mercy, what compassion, what love hanging on the cross. And if Jesus died and one of his hands reached all the way back into the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned, and his other hand reached all the way forward to the last baby that was going to ever be born before the judgment with the opportunity of coming into the kingdom through repentance and belief on his name, then I can't condemn Judas Iscariot.
Amen.
I can.
Wow.
I can't condemn him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't condemn him. Praise the Lamb of God. But I can say this. Maybe some of you that's listening to my voice and some that's going to listen to the archives of this, because this can be listened to from now on, I'm going to say this to you. As I write on the carpet in the studio here with my finger, you without a fault cast the first stone. You have never betrayed Jesus, cast the first stone.
Amen.
You have never denied him, cast the first stone.
That's none of us.
You who have no sin and never have had none, I got a in my hand for you to throw. That cancels all of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is the moral of the story? What is the moral of this discussion? It's not in our power to judge.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
It's not in our power to judge.
More harsh.
That belongs to the judgment seat of God. And that day will come. People don't forget about the $50 praising on the Jubilee offering during the fast, praise the Lamb. Of course, that's just for our Ghana, praise the Lamb of God, infusement. We want to finish the work on the church that in Ghana, praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, there's still other things that the ministry requires, this, that, and another. Don't forget to save your dollar a week program, people of God. Put that money away so you'll have your money for the conference. Pretty soon you're going to want to book your plane ticket. If you've been doing what I have been sharing with you to do, the money will be there. Pretty soon you'll have to book your hotel room. The money will be there. When you get there, you have money in your purse, money in, money to enjoy as we embark upon the gathering there in Chicago, Illinois. I love you all. I bless you all. Praise the Lamb. I'm still saying God's going to bless somebody to be able to sow that $30,000 seed. I'm believing God for it. I love you all today. Let's continue to pray one for another as we continue in the fast, knowing God is doing a new thing in us, people of God. He's making us all brand new. Thank you, panel. Love you all for being here. God bless.
God bless.
clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm days are